This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis li l'nishmas my father, Moshe Yitzchak ben Doiv, also l'schus refu shalem v'kol chol yam Yisrael, also l'schus kol yam Yisrael, especially those who are nesun in b'tzara v'shivya. We're up to Meseches Makis, Per Gimel Mishnah Beis. We're talking about people or the types of averis that would make a person be chayev makis, be flogged, whipped for that. And we're going to talk about other more averis about it, that make a person be chayev. Hatame she'achal asa kodesh, somebody who is tame, and he ate kodshim. Abel amigdash tame, or someone who he is tame, and he walked into the Beis HaMikdash while he was tame. So here we have a person who touched the sheretz, and then after that he either eats basar kodshim, or he walks into the Beis HaMikdash. Or a person who he himself is tahar, and he eats a piece of meat of kodshim that became tameh. V'oichel chelev v'dom v'noiser u'pigel v'tameh. Right, so the v'tameh was the picture that I just showed you a minute ago, the person who eats kodshim that became tameh. But if somebody eats chelev, which is the part of the fat of any animal, kodshim or not kodshim, that is a certain part of the fat is not allowed. It's called chelev, and it's not allowed. We don't need it today either, because it's still, this halacha, this lav is still in effect. Vidam, and we don't take the blood of a animal, we're not allowed to eat it. That's still what we do today, right? We salt meat so that we don't end up eating the blood that's inside of the meat. V'noisar, a carbon that had a certain amount of time that it's supposed to be allowed to be eaten, but it was left over after that time. So it's now not allowed to be eaten. So here's a calendar of days. So the day that a carbon was shechted is the day that it's allowed to be eaten. And if it's kodshe kodshim, then it's allowed to be eaten that night as well. But the next day, it's already noiser. It's already called leftover, and it's not allowed to be eaten, and to eat that is a lav. Same thing with kodshim kalim, like a shlomim. Then if it gets shechted one day, that night it's allowed to be eaten, the next day it's not supposed to be eaten, but it says, it is eaten the next day as well, but the next night after, right? So this is the day of the Shechita. The next day is still allowed to be eaten, but the next night it's not allowed to be eaten. But there is no makas for that. And the day after that, it's already noiser, and then a person is chayev makas if he eats it. That's noiser. Pigel. When you have a person who, while they're doing the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, they think that they're going to eat this after the time, they're going to be chayev on noiser on this particular animal. So there are a couple different parts of the avodah. Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika are parts of the avodah of an animal in the Beis HaMikdash, of being makariv, a carbon of an animal in the Beis HaMikdash. If any of those things were done while the Kayan, or in the case of things that can be done by Yisrael, like Shechita, the person who was doing the Shechita, the Yisrael or the Kayan, who had in mind that it was going to be eaten after it's noiser, right? B'shosh also chashav lechel as a carbon la'achar zmanai, or lizrik, or that he would be putting the zrika of the blood on the mizbeach after the zmanai, when it's not supposed to be done anymore, then that's considered pigel. Pigel is actually what the person had in his mind while he was taking care of the carbon. And v'tame, as we mentioned before, ha shoichet v'amale bechutz, if somebody has a carbon, but he shechts it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, he's not doing it inside of the Beis HaMikdash, or he shechts it inside of the Beis HaMikdash, but he brings it on a mizbeach that's not inside of the Beis HaMikdash, a totally different mizbeach, bachutz, those are also that alone, the action, not talking about eating the this particular carbon. I'm talking about just doing that already gives somebody the chiyuv of makis. Va'oichel chametz bePesach. If somebody eats chametz, Pesach we're not allowed to eat chametz, and to be eating chametz, a person is mechuyev karis, and the karis that he has then comes with makis. A person can get makis for being over an iser of karis, as we said before. Va'oichel va'oiser melacha b'yom kippurim. Somebody who does work, any of the melachas that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, that you're not also not allowed to do on Yom Kippur, if he does them, then he's mechuyev karis. Again, with that karis, he could have that we give him makis if he has eidim anasra. V'amefateim es ha-shemen. Shemen ha-mishchot. The type of oil is an artist's rendering of what shemen ha-mishcha is that they used to anoint the new kohen gadol, and also to anoint the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash when they started out using the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. So that is a special oil that was put, that the Eibishter gave Moshe Rabbeinu the instructions of how to do it. And a regular person, for just any reason, is not supposed to be doing it on his own. So it's called Mefate Mes HaShemen. And you're not supposed to do it, and that comes with an Isser Kares. Again, a person gets makis for it. Mefatim is a k'tiris, a person who does the same thing for k'tiris. The k'tiris that was done in the that was made in the Beis Hamikdash for to be put onto the mizbeach hapnimi, onto the mizbeach hazahav, that has a specific recipe. That's what I'm looking for. It has a specific recipe. And that recipe cannot be duplicated. The person's not allowed to do it in his own house, in his own yard, for reasons that are not for the Beis HaMikdash. And if he does, he's mechuyev kares. And if he does it with Reidim and Asra, he gets makas for it. Asach b'shemen ha-mishcha, someone who actually smears the shemen ha-mishcha on himself. He anoints himself with the shemen ha-mishcha. He also gets karis, and he then, if he does it with Eidim Asra, gets makis. A person who eats either nevelis, an animal that died without being geshachten, or trefis, an animal that was geshachten, but then was found out that there was some problem with the behema, and therefore it's not kosher, it's treif. It's a trefa. There's a lav for that, and therefore they get makis for eating if they have Eidim and Asra. Shkatzim Ramasim, if somebody eats crawling things, let's not get into it. It's the disgusting crawling things that a Yid is not supposed to eat. Those are also with a lav, and therefore it gets makis. Achal tevel umasasheni, a person eats regular food, fruit from a tree or produce from a field that they did not take truma from, that's tevel, truma meiser from, that's tevel, or he eats, either achal tevel, he ate tevel, which was nothing was taken from it, or he's eating maaser rishon shaloi nitla trumasai, that in my serishin that the truma was not taken from it, or my sheni v'hekdish ali niftu, or my sheni or hektish, something that was separated out. It had nothing to do with the meiser or truma itself, but it was something that somebody said this item goes to hektish, but the person went ahead and ate it, so it belongs to hektish and he ate it. He's not allowed to. He gets makas for it. What's the way to do it? You have to be paid it. You have to give Hektish the money for it first, and then you're able to eat it. How much did he eat from the tevel to be considered that he's chayev? That he's chayev to eat. That he's chayev makis. Shimon, I'm a kosher. Rabbi Shimon says anything that he ate, he's chayev makas for, no matter how little it is. Chachamim kazayis. Chachamim say no, he has to eat a kazayis. Rabbi Shimon said, "Einat amidim li ba'oichel nemala." Don't you agree to me that if a person ate an ant, which is a shkatzimurum asim, that he's kosher? That's considered a teeny little nothing. Still, he's chayev. So you should be agreeing to me that when he eats any kind of produce that wasn't taken truma or meiser or whatever from it, that he's chayev. No, there's a difference there. Because a full, complete ant is a complete being. And that's the reason why he's chayev. Amalahen, afchita. Achas kibriyasa. Even one wheat, one kernel of wheat, is a full creation. So therefore, it also should be considered something that a person gets makis for. Yasher koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.